Acts chapter 18. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. And found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. And because he was of the same occupation, he abode with them, and worked, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in spirit, and testified to the Jews that Yeshua was the Messiah. And when they opposed themselves, and blasphemed, he shook his clothing, and said to them, "May your blood be upon your own heads, I am clean, from now on I will go to the Gentiles." And he departed from there, and entered into the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshipped Elohim, whose house joined close to the synagogue. And Crispus the chief ruler of the synagogue believed in the Master with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed, and were baptized. Then the Master spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not hold your peace. For I am with you, and no man shall lay hands on you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." And he continued there 1 year and 6 months, teaching the word of Elohim among them. And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul, and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This man persuadeth men to worship Elohim contrary to the law." And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or heinous crime, O Jews, it would be reasonable that I should bear with you. But if it is a question of words and names, and of your law, you look to it, for I will be no judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And Paul after this stayed there yet a good while, and took his leave of the brothers, and sailed from there into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus, and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue, and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to stay for a longer time with them, he did not consent, but bade them farewell, saying, "I must by all means keep this feast that comes in Jerusalem, but I will return to you, if Elohim wills." And he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed at Caesarea, and gone up and saluted the assembly, he went down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed, and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of Yeshua, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spoke and diligently taught the things of Yeshua, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him to them, and expounded to him the way of Elohim more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brothers wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. When he had come, he helped them much who had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Yeshua was the Messiah.